Hi, another quick answers here. What are some good specific tactics we can use when we're talking to other people about Christianity? Let's start with two crucial questions. These are the primary questions that we need to be asking as we're talking to individuals. First is, what do you mean by that? That's looking for clarification. And number two, why do you say that? In other words, asking for support. And what's really good about just these two questions, it takes the pressure off of us. So when somebody makes a claim, we don't have to immediately say, oh, how do I answer that? They're the ones that made the claim. They can clarify, first of all, if you're not exactly sure what they mean. So that's why you say, what do you mean? Or could you explain that? And then you're asking for support. You can say it any way you want, but something like, why do you believe that? Why do you say that? It does take the pressure off you. It shows interest in the other person as well, because you're talking to them. You're not immediately dumping information on them. And it allows you a little bit of time to think about it. So let's just try a few examples here. Somebody says to you, there's no God. I don't think you need to ask them that first question. What do you mean by that? They'll say, well, I mean, there's no God. So it's a pretty clear statement. So you don't have to go there. But since they're the ones that made the claim, they're the ones that did it, then it's the responsibility is on them to offer explanation as to why. So you can simply say, oh, really? You don't think there's a God? Why not? What reasons do you have? Why do you say that? And remember, you can say it different ways, but you're asking for them to confirm their reasons rather than you jumping in saying, oh yes, there is a God and here's why. Find out what they're believing and why they're believing it first. How about this one? Oh, the Bible's been changed over the years. You don't believe it, do you? It's been changed. I think there's one where you could ask that first question, what do you mean by changed? If all they mean is it's been translated a lot, well, sure. Who's going to argue with that? We don't have an argument there. You're done. But the person may mean, well, when I say changed, I mean that there was something in there that got taken out, or there was something that was not there that was put in. Then they need to explain why they believe that. How about this one? The fetus is human, but it's not a person. What's the difference? Ask them to explain that. What do you mean, human? What do you mean, not a person? This has been a pro-abortion argument for some time, and frankly, it's like a house of cards. There's no real difference between human and person anyway. So I hope that makes sense. Let's try another question. How about this one? Christians are narrow-minded. That just begs for those two questions, doesn't it? First question, Christians are narrow-minded. What do you mean? Well, they think they're right. But don't you think you're right? You're the one that's making the statement. You're the one that's pinning blame on Christians. You think you're correct and you think they're wrong. Maybe they think they're correct and you're wrong. Why is it that they're narrow-minded when they think they're right, but you're not narrow-minded when you say you're right? One more. I believe in evolution. Really? What do you mean by that? Evolution can mean so many things. You need to pin them down. I believe in evolution. You're talking about change over time? Well, everybody believes in that. I used to have a lot more hair. So believe in change over time? Yeah, so do we. Do they mean everything evolved from a single cell to all the complexity that we see today? Okay, now we've got an argument that we can get into at that point. So I believe in evolution. What do you mean? And the second question, why would you say that? And by the way, these two questions are so powerful when it comes to dealing with different groups like Mormons, for example. They'll use the same terms like Jesus and salvation and sin and things like that. And we need to clarify it. And so the first step is, what do you mean by that? So please use these two tactics. They're powerful. You may not even want to go ahead. Maybe you're shy. You don't want to go ahead and challenge the people. You don't want to offer an argument for your position. That's fine. Do you notice these two questions are just asking for information? And you might say at the end of that little discussion, you might say, oh, that's interesting. And maybe we can do this another time. Maybe we can talk about it another time. And you just walk away. And later you look up answers or think about what they've had to say. So it really takes a lot of pressure off you. Let them explain. Let them talk. Let them answer your questions. You don't have to ask in a snotty way, but it'll take a lot of pressure off you.